Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul in for Donna Quinn this week. And we're going to talk about a couple of events coming up at the end of the month, which should be fun, should be very, very interesting. First off is the home tour coming up on the 29th, and here to talk about that is Sheila Miller from the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. Thanks for coming in, Sheila.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having us.
And let's get started by tell us something about the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. What is it? What does it do?
Well, the Assistance League is a national organization. It was started originally after the San Francisco earthquake to provide help for children who could not return to school and who had many everyday difficulties. The first planning of the Pacific League here in the Astoria area was in May 2007. And by the August of that year, we had organized into a board and a committee and volunteers. And we started with our signature event, which is Operation School Bell. That is a national event. We raise money to clothe children in schools in the area. Includes the entire area of Astoria, Warrenton, Seaside, Napa, Jewel and Gearhart, and even some, we've given some assistance in Cannon Beach. In the school year 2007-08, our first school bell project clothed 180 children, and we have increased in size and increased the amount of money we can raise. We have approximately 90 volunteers from all of these areas. And this year we completed the clothing of now over 2,000 children. In the past year, we raised $79,000 plus for that specific purpose. And our biggest fundraiser is the home tour, which will take place on Saturday, the 29th. In this year, although we have had it, we've had it in some other places such as Gearhart in the past. This year, all the houses are in Astoria. And there are six homes on the list. They are sponsored by various people in the community, and our sponsors include our chief sponsor, which is Columbia Memorial Hospital. Our other sponsors are Dr. and Mrs. Kaiser, the Bank of Astoria, many others that will provide the money to provide help not only for the children, but the home tour is fun. We have in all of the houses that are on the list, we have a chef or a cook.
Oh, really?
From each of the restaurants helping us. And so you can come and sort of graze your way through all the houses and get something wonderful to eat in each one.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
And they're preparing it right there.
And they're preparing it right there. We make good use of their kitchens. And so that adds a little more enjoyment to the whole event. The first home is the Holen home, which is on 14th Street. The second is the Sanborn home, which is on Grand Avenue. The Butenschon home, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, which is on 34th Street. The Roberts home on Irving Avenue. The Lederer home on Jerome Avenue, and then the Benjamin Young bed and breakfast.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So there are all sorts of good places to see. Some of the sponsors are T. Paul's Supper Club, and of course, the Baked Alaska people, and Foodios. There are so many people who help, and the list is available. There are posters around town that give you all the details. The cost of a ticket is $25, and the tickets can be bought before the event at Holly McCone's jewelry store on Commercial right here in Astoria. And then another place is Romancing the Home, which is a store on Highway 101 in Gearhart, and tickets are available there. There will be some tickets if there are leftovers. There will be some tickets for sale at the homes on the day of the event.
Uh-huh, so you can buy them at the homes themselves.
You can, but it's a good idea to get them in advance.
Are there a limited number of tickets?
There's a limited number of tickets, and they are currently out on the market for sale. Several individuals who belong to Assistance League are selling the tickets also. So maybe some of your friends have some for sale. So we would really, it's such an important part. It is our biggest fundraiser, although we have many other enjoyable fundraisers during the year. But this is a biggie, and so we would like to encourage everybody to come out and see these gorgeous homes. I mean, we give such great thanks to the people who volunteer their homes, because that is no easy event.
Oh, I wouldn't imagine.
And,
so.
And no. It's a good thing they're not looking at mine.
Or mine. Well, actually, I have a pretty, I'm very fortunate to have a beautiful home. My wife does a wonderful job.
So if there are any other questions, we do have a website, Assistance League of Columbia Pacific. And most of the information about what we do and how you get in touch with us and how you can help us. And we're always looking for help. We're always looking for volunteers. And, of course, we're always looking for money. And in this particular time when people are very having a hard go at clothing children and all of this sort of thing, we're often asked how you get on the list. How do children find out that there are, or their parents find out that clothes are available? We are under a fairly strict regulation. We work through the schools, and the schools identify the children most in need. And then we have teams of volunteers who go and meet with the school counselors, teachers, and principals. The children are identified. They're measured for the clothes. And then we have this wonderful day when we bring all the new clothes, and that's just party plus.
So the volunteers go out into the schools.
Yes, they go into the schools. Now, there is a very strict regulation that the identity of the children is unknown to anybody but the schools, because we believe in protecting the privacy of the families, and all of that is very important. So you won't see pictures of us giving clothes to certain children in your local newspaper or anything like that. Uh-huh. That is very well protected. But there are so many tragic stories of children who are suffering for so many reasons. Parents who sadly abandon their children, or alcoholism or drug addiction. And then there are the people who just can't find jobs, the people who are truly going through a bad time. We also have expanded in the last couple of years into the high schools.
Oh, really? Okay.
And we have some wonderful donors and sponsors, Nike among them, and several others, who give us a shopping evening for the high school students.
Oh, and do you actually take them to a store?
And
or?
We provide music and food and all kinds of stuff, all donated by various
at the store.
And they sort of close up for us for the night, and we have a great time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's really, really worth knowing about.
Well, I imagine it's more difficult to find clothing for older kids.
Yes, very much so, and they're fussy. little girls are happy if it's pink and sparkly,
sure.
But you've got to be in style. Boy, yeah. What he should be wearing.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's much better. So, I think that's about all I need to tell you about the home tour.
Well, except about the homes themselves. Can you talk a little bit about the houses that are going to be on the tour? How did you select them, and
well,
what are they like?
They're selected in the sense that we put out the word that we're having the home tour again.
Mm-hmm.
And people talk to their friends. Some people have seen what we've done in the past, and they have called up and said, I'd like to put my house on the home tour. And we love that, because then we don't have to go begging, knocking on doors. We actually don't have to beg, because people are very, very responsive. But a lot of us have very good friends who know what we're about and are willing to help, and we're eternally grateful to them.
Now, are there all kinds of there are six homes this year?
There are six homes.
And do they differ in architectural style and periods?
They differ in era. And in design and in decoration and so on. It's very interesting to see what people do sometimes with an old home, take it over and restore it and make it quite different. And I think we have a great selection of homes. So
kind of run the spectrum from Victorian to modern.
Right,
to
and you can tell from the, the addresses on these, like houses on Grand Avenue and Jerome and Duane and so on. They're probably not going to be brand new houses. They're probably going to be older, elegant, lovely homes of Astoria. And, you know, there's a curiosity, a kind of a natural curiosity in all of us as we drive by these places today. Mm-hmm.
What do they look like inside?
See the inside of
what
that.
Does that yard look like in back? Right. What are those gardens
That's
like?
That's right. Yeah, so we satisfy that curiosity.
We really are blessed with just a number of beautiful, beautiful homes in
we
this
really
area.
Do. Astoria has an astonishing number of very beautiful homes.
So. Now, in an organization like the Assistance League, you're always looking for volunteers, I would imagine.
Yes.
And how would somebody who's interested go about volunteering
well,
for
now,
the Assistance
League?
It's
funny you should ask that, David, because on the 4th of October, we have a lunch, and it is a lunch for the whole organization, for all our members, but we do encourage people to bring friends, anybody who's interested, and we'd be happy to sign them up. There's something for everybody to do. And it's we try to not be an organization where people join and say, well, yeah, I joined, but they never asked me to do anything, which mm-hmm. is quite common.
You'll put them to work.
We'll put them to work. And we're sort of working even harder on that this year because organizations do lose people who are not,
sure.
you know, entirely committed and think they'd like to try it. And then they find nobody really can use their talents.
Or their schedules change.
We'll find your talents and we'll use them. So that is one way. The other way is, other than on our website, where you can give your name and we'll contact you, but there is a phone number, which is 503-861-2867. And then if you have specific questions about the tour on the 29th, the phone number is 503-861-8076. And either one, they'd be happy to help you.
Yeah, and we'll have those numbers here at the station,
Great.
Too, if you care to call after the show. We'll
Great.
Give them to you.
And if people, you know, if they say, I know nothing about this, frequently people walk around downtown or at the local grocery store or something, and they don't look up and read those posters. We do have posters about the home tour. And, the best place to get one or to get a ticket is certainly here in Astoria at Holly McCone's.
And that's down on Commercial, Holly McCone's Jewelry, down on Commercial, right in the middle of town.
In the middle of town. And also in Gearhart, the Romancing the Home. And they also are distributing our helping get the word out.
Now, you mentioned that lunch on the 4th. Uh-huh. What time is that going to be and where
now,
is it going to
I
be?
I didn't bring the details, but there again, I can supply you with the details. I just got the invitation yesterday, so I will I will call you and let you know exactly where and what time.
Or I'll bet that number to call for
that
information
call
would work here too.
And exactly.
That again, that was 503-861-2867 if right. you're interested in the Assistance League of
yes.
the Columbia Pacific in general.
Yes.
Or for the home tour specifically, that's 503-861-8076.
Correct.
And the course and the website?
And the website is www.ALCP, or Assistance League Columbia Pacific.
.org. Or .com.
I think it's .com. But if you put in Assistance League Columbia Pacific, it'll take you right there.
Google that. Okay, and that's coming up, the home tour on September 29th.
Right.
What are the hours?
The hours are 11 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and that gives you time to go through 6 houses, have a little something to eat, and have some fun.
Well, Sheila, thank you so much for coming in, and good luck on the home tour.
Thank you, David.
And for all the good work you do in our schools.
Thank you
for
having us.
For the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. And next up, another event that's coming up that weekend, the Brew Cup of Astoria, for those of you who like your suds. I'm David Paul, in for Donna Quinn this weekend. And coming up the last weekend of this month, running from the 28th through the 30th, is the great Brew Cup, Astoria Brew Cup, here in Astoria. And to talk about that, we have Jen Holen, who's a co-founder, co-owner of the Baked Alaska down on the waterfront in Astoria, down there on Pier 12.
Yes.
Beautiful location. Mm-hmm. You can watch the pilot boats go back and forth. And Jack Harris, who's the head brewmaster at Fort George Brewery and
which
Public House.
Land.
Which is on dry land, yes. On Duane Street. Well, Jen, let's start with you because you've been in on this from the very beginning, haven't you?
Yes. The Pacific Northwest Brew Cup was started in 2002. The first one was held out on our dock on the foot of
12th Street. Just right out
in front of the restaurant. And it's been in multiple locations throughout the years. And we had it once on, or a couple of times on 12th Street in between the Schooner and the Hotel Elliott. And then
I remember some of those.
The Safeway, the Heritage Plaza, or the Downtown Plaza. And we moved it to the east end of the Maritime Museum. This will be the third year, and hopefully a permanent home for the festival. It's just fantastic being right down on the water.
Now, when you got us started, what was the impetus? What was your...
Well, we originally started it, I believe, for a regatta weekend, to have kind of a fun beer festival to coincide with regatta, and then it just... by popularity grew into kind of an Oktoberfest, so we moved it to the end of September. And over the years, it's just kind of changed. Jack's been involved, I believe, every year as well, in some capacity, early on with Bill's Tavern, and then he's been the chief beer wrangler, well, the beer wrangler for the past several years, to be able to bring us all these unique and fun from brews from all over the Pacific Northwest, a lot of Oregon and Washington and California, but he knows more about the beer.
Okay, beer wrangler.
Yeah.
What's going to be there? What's going to be pouring?
So it is very Oregon centric, the beer. We do have a couple, we have three different Washington beers. We got beer from Walking Man and Everybody's Brewing
Walking
up the Columbia
Man,
River.
That's in Stevenson.
Stevenson, and Everybody's is in White Salmon, and then we also got Westport Brewing on board this year.
Westport Brewing.
Yeah,
that's the one I haven't heard
there,
of, believe
so,
it or not.
Is they're
it up
bring
in Westport,
down,
Washington?
That's right.
How long have they been there?
At least a couple of years.
Is that right?
Yeah. We've got beer from Lincoln City, the Rusty Truck. We got a lot of new. I think there are 30 new breweries in the state of Oregon in the last year and a half or 2 years. And so we went after a lot of those newer breweries. We got the Rusty Truck, Prodigal Sun Brewing from Pendleton is bringing an IPA. We're probably going to have a couple different beers from Boneyard Brewing in Bend. They're really popular. A whole bunch of little Portland brew pubs, Amnesia, Burnside,
Amnesia.
Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
Columbia River Brewing, they're bringing their War Elephant IPA, Laurelwood Migration. All sorts of little brew pubs that you have to really go to these pubs to get their beers because they don't do a lot of bottling or packaging or anything like that.
So it's a lot of the ones you're not going to get, say, at the Oregon Brewers Festival.
Well, you may or may not get them there, but certainly won't have to stand as long as a line.
Yeah, that's right.
And we are still looking for volunteers to pour beers. It's all volunteer run, the pourers. And the beneficiary of it, we turned this whole event over to the ADHDA, the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. I love that name.
Yeah, the ADHD. I mean, ADHA.
So we're the volunteers, they get a great benefits. They get a T-shirt, a special volunteer shirt, and they get tokens and a mug. And so if you're interested in pouring beer, we'll train you how to do all that stuff and teach you about the beers you're pouring. But if you go to Fort George, there's a sign-up sheet sitting right on the bar.
So you don't need a OLCC card to do this?
You don't need an OLCC card. We have volunteer little cards that we'll have people sign, and we'll give you about 20 minutes of training and put you to work, and you sit there, and it's the greatest job in the world, pouring beers for
I've done it
people.
Up at the Oregon Brewers Festival.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's pretty hectic up there, but I imagine a little more leisurely down here. What types of beers are going to be represented, Jack?
We're going to have everything from Oktoberfest. We've got IPAs, lots of IPAs and double IPAs. People love those. Several people are bringing their fresh hop beers this year, which are the beers they make with the hops right off the binds. There'll be some lagers and porters. We're going to have a couple different ciders.
Oh, ciders,
and then
too.
We're also going to have some wine available.
Wine, well. Now that's something that most people don't think about when they think about the brew
cup. Walnut City Wine Works, they're out of McMinnville. They come and pour wine every year as well. So we just, the beer festival, people don't realize that we have wine available and some great selections, and so please come down. Don't be shy to come down. Just don't think that we just have beer. So
how about
a nice
food?
Variety. We're going to have Fat Burgers. It's going to have burgers and dogs. We have the Astoria Co-op will be there this year.
Oh, really?
Porter's
uh-huh.
Catering, and then Baked Alaska will be there this year. Serving
Imagine
food.
That.
It's the first year we've actually served food at the
really?
Event. So yes, we're looking forward to it. Kind of going back to our roots.
And then the music is, we've got a really spectacular music lineup this year. It's a lot of different bands. It's more of a music festival sort of format. with the every hour there'll be a different band coming up from the Brownsmead Flats to I can't go through them all. There's too many.
Is
to
that
go
right?
Through them all.
It's
but Saturday is exciting.
Saturday
we're looking
is
forward
really
to that.
We're going to do Troll Radio Review.
That's
live
right. Troll Radio,
the
KMUN children's show is going to
yes,
be live
at
from the
Beer
Brew
Festival.
Cup.
Yeah, I think that's fabulous.
11 o'clock.
It's a very family friendly event in general.
That's what
and
I was going to
ask. The
first
3 hours
yeah.
on Saturday is going to be broadcast live on KMUN. So that'll include Troll Radio Review, John Hart, Jackie, and then Michael Hurley will finish that.
Oh,
up.
The legendary Michael Hurley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Crossroads is going to be broadcasting from down there. Yeah. That show.
Oh, excellent. So it's and as Jack mentioned, it is very family friendly. Purple Cow Toys has generously donated lots of fun activities for kids to do, to be entertained and just have a fun time hanging out down by the river. We've got bubbles and sidewalk chalk and a pumpkin toss and ladder ball and lots of fun things. So
that sounds like great fun.
The really. Trolley will be running extra late on Friday and Saturday night. They'll be running until 10:30, making mm-hmm. sure people are getting home safely.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We also have the Astoria photo booth will be there this year, so a fun way to capture a nice souvenir. There'll be a photo booth.
Is this a self-serve photo booth? Or
yes, well,
there
I think there'll be just a small charge for it, but it'll be a fun addition to the Brew Cup. We've mm-hmm. never had it there before. I've seen it at a few different events, uh-huh. and it's a lot of fun. We also have the Passport program that will be going on at the same time as the Brew Cup.
Yeah, talk about that a little
so
bit.
So the Passport program is a way to connect our downtown merchants with the festival. So you'll get a little passport that will have all of the different participating merchants.
How many of those are there?
We have 20 this
wow,
year.
Wow, really?
So throughout the weekend, you go in and you get a stamp and you bring it back to the Brew Cup and you enter to win all these fabulous prizes donated by merchants. And if you complete your entire passport, then you enter to win a chance for an overnight at the Holiday Inn Express, dinner for two at Baked Alaska, lunch at the Fort George. The Urban Cafe has also donated a certificate. We have two tickets to a Liberty Theater performance. There's chamber bucks in there and two admissions to the Columbia River Maritime Museum. So lots of
boy,
fun things
pretty
good
right
prize here.
Right there.
Yes, definitely worth going in and checking in with our local merchants to see what they have new and exciting. And it's just a fun way to connect the downtown to the festival as well.
Now, I've been passed a question here from our engineer, Terry, for a Scotch guy. What is an IPA, Jack?
An IPA is an India Pale Ale. It is probably the most popular kind of craft beer there is right now, and it's a very hoppy beer that is stronger in alcohol and has a lot of hop aroma. It's they're very popular.
And what were the origins of an IPA? It's India Pale Ale.
Named an India Pale Ale because they were shipping beer from Great Britain to their colonies in India, and it was going bad, so they had to make it stronger, have more alcohol, and then the hops act as a great preservative. So it was basically undrinkable in Britain when they first made it, but by the time it got to Bombay, they were fine with it.
It was mellowed out a little bit.
Yeah.
But still, very hoppy.
Yes.
And kind of the recent trend has been in double IPAs or Imperial
yes.
IPAs.
Yes, it's kind of like an arms race in a sense. But
hops race.
They're very popular.
I'm glad I asked that question.
Terry's going to be right down there trying one. Trying them all. So go ahead, Jen.
Oh, I just wanted to say that this is the first year that we've had sponsors come on board. The past several years, Baked Alaska and the Fort George have been the sponsor of this event. Mm-hmm. And the proceeds have gone to a nonprofit, mainly the Clatsop Community Action Food Bank.
Oh, really? So the proceeds go to nonprofit organizations.
Yes, and this year the ADHDA, Astoria Downtown District, it has been the organizer and will be the beneficiary this year. And Lums is a generous new sponsor this year, as well as the Astoria Riverwalk and Polk Riley Design. So just wanted to give them a shout out to say thank you for helping make this be possible.
If you haven't seen the logo for this event, it is the Astoria column turned into a beer stein with the lid popping open and a nice head of foam on the top of it. Who did that?
Polk Riley of Polk Riley Design. He designed that several years ago, and it's been our logo for many years, and it's awesome. It's on thousands of t-shirts and postcards, and it's a very I guess.
Oh, very distinctive and recognizable. Yes. Very Astorian.
Very Astorian.
Very
yes.
Astorian.
Yes.
And I imagine you can probably get t-shirts, pick t-shirts.
There will be t-shirts and sweatshirts this year. That's new.
And so that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that 28th, 29th, and 30th. They starts at noon on Friday and goes to 10 o'clock both Friday and Saturday night. 11 o'clock is Troll Radio and the opening of the festival on Saturday. And then Sunday, it's 11 to 4. And Sunday is Growler Fill Day. So
growler
any beers
day.
That are still pouring, bring your growler down. And we have great deals on filling your growlers.
For those who are the uninitiated, Jack, what is a growler?
Growler is like a half-gallon beer container, to-go beer container.
I know that, but
I have thank three you for of not them. Letting me I talk have, too much lingo.
I have three of them sitting at home right now, as a matter of fact.
And Sunday is also the Great Columbia Crossing.
Oh.
And so if you're participating
yeah,
this year,
a good
I understand runners really enjoy beer after running.
Oh, I would
running.
Imagine so. Yeah,
so we'd
you
love
work
to
up
see
quite
you down
a thirst
there.
Going across that bridge. So if any of you are coming down or you're going to be in the Great Columbia River Crossing, if you're going to run across that bridge, you're going to be thirsty afterwards, come by.
Hey, you can have a couple of beers the night before, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's good preparation. You know, you got to get that, those glycogen. That's all right. It's carbo loading. That's what I've always told myself. But yeah, so you get the home tour coming up this weekend on the 29th. You can look at some beautiful, beautiful homes in downtown Astoria. And then if you do the Columbia River Crossing, then you can head on down to the Brew Cup. That's going to be running from the 28th. What's the hours on the 28th on Friday?
That is noon to 10.
Noon to 10, okay. And running through Sunday, when does it wind up on Sunday?
4 o'clock on Sunday is the end of the festival.
So. 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Gives you three solid days to try them all.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do it all in one day.
It's great. That's
and it's a really beautiful spot. I wish we'd come up with a better name for that area other than the east of the historic train depot. But
it's
pretty much the old, east of the train depot that's going to be a wood boat building. Oh, 30 seconds to go. So I guess we'd better wrap it up. That's about all the time we have for Talk of Our Town this week.
We could talk
week.
About beer forever.
Oh, yes, we could. We'll continue this conversation out in the lobby here. Next week, Donna Quinn will be back. Thank you for listening to Talk of Our Towns here on Coast Community Radio 91.9, KMUN in Astoria 89.5, KTCB in Tillamook, streaming live on the web at coastradio.org. I am David Paul. Thanks for listening.